wouldn't the Genentech money be going to Stanford as the licensor of the patent?
If all the Genentech money went to Stanford, we wouldn't have a problem. What the issue here is just this: is will the state get some of this?
And then, but Stanford.
And that's what Senator Ortiz is in a big. You know, that's what all this political debate is about. That's going on SCA 13 and elsewhere. Is
right.
People. Some. You know, there are those who think the state should get some money back, given that they were investing $6 billion, ultimately, of principal and interest
right.
in funding this exercise.
Well, but Stanford would be under no obligation to return any money from its royalties to the state, would it?
Unless it was in the original grant agreement.
So
the original grant agreement might require Stanford to share or to provide to make some percentage of its patent license royalty.
And under under the structure that you've discussed, would that render the bonds ineligible for tax exempt status if Stanford were to pay back money from the grant?
It might, and that's the fuzzy area right now in terms in our analysis, and we've told this to Senator Ortiz. This is not secret. This is public
right.
knowledge that we've raised these issues, and this is the area which is this has never been done. Nobody's ever tried to use large amounts of tax exempt bond proceeds or bond fund, you know, government bond proceeds, the government bond program, to fund scientific research, which then may result in patents and licenses and so on. There's no history.
That's the essence of the uncharted territory.
That's the essence of the uncharted territory, and there is a lot of discussion going on. There are people in the legislature, at the CIRM, in the, you know, with the universities, the research people. There's a lot of stakeholders and interested parties in this question, and we're really at the beginning of exactly this kind of dialogue, which I described to you before, about how this should work. And one of the components that will go into the ultimate policy decision is what implication does this have for the bonds as to whether they can be tax exempt or not.
Right.
Somebody else has to decide how important that is.
Right.
Not us.
Right.
But we just advise, then we can give an opinion. If you do it the other way, we can't give an opinion. Or more likely, we say, you know, what we think we want to do, we obviously want to. It's our goal, as I said at the beginning.
Right.
We want to find a way to do this, to be able to do tax-exempt bonds for as much of this program as possible.
Right. Now, based
we
on
want to save the state the
right.
money and the taxpayers.
Right.
But this ultimately is going to involve, a dialogue, back and forth, planning and discussions with the stakeholders who are involved in it, the CIRM, the legislature, to the extent they're going to get involved, et cetera, and the IRS. And we're going to ultimately have to to the IRS and get their sign-off
right.
On some intellectual property regime
right.
that will then go forward with this program.
Now,